Hi guys, and welcome to episode 5 of Warrandra, an absurd soap written by a child. With me, Wim Snape.
Me, Natasha James.
And me, Joe Borg.
Off we go.
Off we go.
And we're off.
Hello, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, table of friends.
Well, this is nice because just moments ago, you two were at each other's bloody throats.
Well, that's just like 100% of the time, unless we're doing a podcast when I'm just entertaining.
Well, no, you do. You definitely do like each other. I'm confident of that, but you do.
Debatable.
Yeah. See, you even speak in unison. But you do sometimes. You're both in the wrong mood for it, aren't you?
I just feel like each other.
Wim is constantly at my throat.
Oh God, I've started it again.
We're at loggerheads.
I just don't like you.
No, stop this.
Okay, look.
What was that song you were singing before? Do you want to do a little rendition of that? No, nobody wants to hear that.
They came to listen to Warrandra and to hear the happenings.
What episode are we on?
Five.
Episode 5.
Can you believe it?
Wow. I got 5 on it.
Okay, that's it.
Hey, fact about Five, the band, back together.
Is that
true? With 911 and other bands of that
JLS?
Era.
Well, yeah, that happened ages ago. There was like some reality show, wasn't there, on ITV2?
Well, I just heard that they were just like doing a tour at the moment.
Well, they're always touring these days.
So they've always been together.
Well, they've just constantly getting back together. They're reuniting constantly.
Who is most famous from Five?
Richie.
No, Abs.
Abs. Who else was there?
I used to like Abs' solo stuff.
That's not true. Did you?
It might be true. I can't remember.
There were 5 of them, right? Is that where the name came from?
Yeah, but didn't one leave and then they carried on calling themselves 5?
Should have changed it to 4.
They should have gone 4.
Should have gone 4. I actually prefer 4 to 5.
I don't think that's true, actually. I think I'm thinking of Fifth Harmony. They did that.
Hang on.
Change it to Fourth Harmony.
No, they were 4 and then they became... they became 4 and then they just stayed as Fifth Harmony.
Well, yeah, Fourth Harmony's rubbish.
But the thing is that, like, Fifth Harmony, it could be anything. You know, it doesn't have to mean that there are 5 people in the group.
I think that's how they tried to spin it. They were like, the fifth harmoniser is the fans.
Oh, then they never said that. Yeah. They
I
never
hope
said
them
that.
Are listening.
Oh, they will be. Of course they will.
I love you girls.
Because they're bloody listening. Oh, we are recording.
Yeah.
Just jabbering away.
This is episode 5.
This is episode five.
So last week's episode was a royal mess. Ooh, and a half.
It was a mess. It was
the biggest headache after last episode.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Had it a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't shake it.
It was a hot, stinking mess.
This is really, like, nothing. Like, I think if we'd have accidentally skipped 4 episodes, it wouldn't make any difference to what's about to happen.
If that would have been episode 1, we'd have never done an episode 2, would we?
It's true.
Mm. We wouldn't have.
So hopefully, I'm really hoping that today... loose ends get tied up.
I mean, they won't, will they? It's just all so random. And
I just hope no more characters come into it. That's when it just starts throwing me. Just as I start to understand people's relationships, more people turn up.
Yeah. That's true. I hate it as well. We had four new characters last week.
Yeah. And we were hoping for a Cole, but there was no Cole.
Well, apparently Luke is leaving.
Oh, yeah. Dad Luke.
Oh, God.
Okay, on that note.
Let's have a wee recap. Maribel can't call it off with Warren or Wes or whatever the fuck you want to call him. So she is seeing him behind Jessica's back because she is, as she puts it, in too deep.
She's in too deep.
Or maybe Wes is in too deep.
Oh.
Was that a sex joke?
Yeah.
Sorry. The guy who only lets us say making love.
Oh, it was a making love joke then.
You pick and you choose your rules.
Carry on.
This is the tension I'm talking about.
And I was thinking, can we just clarify, does Jessica know that Maribel was seeing Warren / Wes? Or is this all happening behind her back?
Oh, I thought she did know.
Yeah.
She's just not, she hasn't reacted to it. We've heard nothing from her about it.
I think she's had some sort of stroke And it was while she was talking about a divorce, and now like it's literally all she can think about.
Oh God, tragic. She's just stuck in a
she's
sort
stuck
of
in a divorce loop.
Divorce vortex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A shock to the system.
Yeah,
it was a real shock. And then we had loads of randos last week. So we had two girls called Kelly and Selma. And
troubled pasts.
Yeah, they both had troubled pasts. Kelly said that she might resent her unborn child if it makes her give up her music.
Yeah, we don't know whether that was her.
I mean, I don't have no
idea.
Does
she resent it? Is the child unborn? Because it didn't say.
It didn't say. They just swiftly entered with troubled pasts, and then we never heard of either of them again.
I wonder if we ever will.
Hope not.
Hope not. Don't care.
Don't care. Lisa and Madison go to Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, girls on tour.
Yeah, girls on tour. So we can expect girls more on tour. Of that.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they've left all their kids, which I'm thinking is four kids, because two of them are unborn.
Yeah. They've taken the two unborns with them.
They have. Yep.
Responsible parenting.
Extra baggage.
So responsible. They've left them with Jonathan, Paul, and Jay.
Isn't that the Beatles? Yeah,
Stoner Jay.
And also, we love Madison and Paul now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still convinced that they are related to Sandy and Joan.
I mean,
the children of, I think.
I always think of Paul Robinson. I think it's because we know absolutely nothing about him.
We know Paul is just more about a silhouette.
Madison, but Paul, I'm just like Paul Robinson from Neighbours.
Yeah. Madison's a really good friend.
She's very supportive of the people around her.
Everyone. She's got no problems of her own. No. She just supports everyone else.
Oh, good for her. That's what you should do if your life's idyllic.
100%. Moving on to a character that we know that Wim loves, Claire.
His beloved Claire.
That's my girl.
That's your girl. Her and Mackenzie are mates again.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. After, you know, Mackenzie drank the whole bottle of vodka and caused Luke to book 3 one-way flights to Australia. Still don't know who the third ticket's for, by the way.
The second ticket, because Claire's not going.
So there's one ticket going spare.
That must have cost him an absolute fortune.
Well, it's only one way.
Still. Yeah. You try to get a single way like to Sheffield on a train, it's about the same return.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely
£186,
right.
£186, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's strange that you know this.
Oh, we got burnt once. We got burnt.
We were all burnt one day, Joe. We all burnt.
Trying to get to Sheffield.
Well,
never miss your mega bus.
So Mackenzie's not going anyway. She doesn't want to go to Australia. And Luke has asked Aidan if he'll take his alcoholic daughter, because now she claims she's got a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he says yes. And Luke has gone to Australia anyway.
Luke has to be up for like worst father of the decade.
Slash craziest person. Yeah. The whole reason he wanted to get away was because she drank that bottle of vodka.
Get Mackenzie away from that bottle of vodka.
There are easier things. There's better ways of doing it.
Yeah. And then as soon as she said she didn't want to go, he was like, all right. Go and live with your friend. I'm going to Australia anyway.
Fucking weird.
I think he always wanted to move to Australia.
I'm not being funny, but I'm sure that there'll be plenty of Australian people, you know, listening to this podcast. But Australia scares me.
Oh my God!
No, but
it's taking a turn.
I know. But if you think about it, everything in Australia wants to kill you. You can't go for a swim because sharks will get you. You can't sit on the toilet because the chuffing spiders will get you. You
maybe
can't
the
put your shoes.
Vodka's more expensive.
Maybe it is. My mate Ben, he says booze is quite expensive.
That's why they're going to Australia. But then he has left his alcoholic daughter.
Yeah, but there are other countries that like alcohol is illegal.
Exactly.
That's
true.
Just
go to
Bahrain.
Dubai.
I said that and then I was like, I have no idea if...
Well, I know that it's in Dubai, it's hella expensive. Like a round was like £80 when I went out there. And that was for 3 people.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So it's like London prices.
Anyway.
Sorry.
No, not that anyway, wasn't you? It was just like we're getting off.
We're going off. Okay. Joan and Sandy are still on their way to Scarsdale.
Oh my God, these
like
two.
Like fucking 8 years later, I don't know what to say about these two. I'm ashamed. I'm sorry.
Do you reckon they finished school? Like they do everything at such a slow pace. Do you think they're like 85 and in year 10?
They're just enigmas, aren't they?
They really are. I'm not that interested, to be honest.
No, they're not.
I think I quite like them.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're just trying to disagree with us.
I'm not. I think that they are, you know, well-rounded characters. Like Claire. I can see them.
They've
Oscar.
Said nothing.
Yeah, but old people don't say anything, do they?
Oh, my God. We need to stop this.
Old people just, like, sit and, you know, they'll probably say, like, 3 words a day to each other.
That...
cup of tea.
Well, there goes our podcasting career down the drain.
Thanks, old Wim. People don't listen to podcasts.
I bet they do.
Do they?
They bloody do.
Does your nan listen to a podcast? Mine doesn't.
And when we say old, we mean
older.
100 and up.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because everyone under 100 is young.
Jane Fonda listens to friggin' podcasts.
Jane Fonda is everything.
How old's Jane Fonda now?
93.
93?
No, she's not 93.
She's getting older. Like, I have such respect for her.
I have to step in.
She's not 93.
She is not 93.
She's 83.
And sorry, Miss Fonda.
Incredible.
Sorry.
Sorry, Miss Fonda.
I love the fact
You're
that
amazing.
We talk about Jane Fonda every week now.
It's like Grace and Frank goes.
So true.
It's just the Jane Fonda Appreciation
Jane
Society.
Fonda effect.
So is that the roundup then from last
That's
week?
That's the roundup. It was just an awful series of events.
Yeah.
Should we dive in? Should we see what's
Let's
going
dive
on?
Let's dive in.
Let's do it. So it's a weekend episode. We've got Saturday the 22nd of February. Jessica is devastated when she tells Maribel that Warren wants a divorce as he has found someone else. Maribel begins to feel a lot of guilt. So that answers our question.
So that answers your question.
So Jessica don't
Jessica
know.
Jessica doesn't know.
Oh. I thought she was very quiet.
Oh, you're right.
How did you find out? How did Maribel find out then?
Because I think what happened was a few episodes ago. So she was like at work and she like called Warren and said, "Do you want to come and watch me do my job?" Or
that
something.
Was it. Yeah.
And then he came and then bumped in to Maribel. And she was probably like, "What are you doing here?"
He's like, "I'm here to watch my ex-wife work." That's weird.
So yeah, so it's a secret. I think that's better now. I'm more into it now.
Okay. And also Maribel, heavenly Maribel, that were like, "Oh, she's the best thing in the world."
Mm.
It's actually a bit sly.
She's sly.
Yeah.
So she's there consoling Jessica going, "Oh, this must be so difficult for you." All the while, buffing her husband.
Oh. What did you just say?
Buffing.
Buffin or buffin?
Buffin, B-O-F-F-I-N-G. Oh, did I make that up? I might have made that up.
I mean, buffin was like
Stupin.
Stupin works.
Stupin works.
Like, you know, like there are those certain words that just get to your bones.
Buffin is
one. No, stupin is a hundred.
Sticking it to him.
Sticking it to him. Oh, stick it to him,
sticking it to him.
I feel like for all that yesterday's episodes were all over the place... Yesterday's? Last week's episodes were all over the place. This week, we're all over the place.
Yeah,
we
so
are.
True.
Yeah, it's
yeah
true.
Let's try and keep.
Yeah.
Compose. Yes. Composure. Come
okay.
on. Come
I,
on.
I shall be the conductor. And
yes.
If
yeah,
you
I
go
should.
On a tangent, right. I shall rein
yes.
you back
rain
in.
Rein us in.
Right.
Okay.
Rein
so.
Us in. Okay. So, Jessica is devastated. So, Warren has gone up to her and he's been like, "Look, I know that we've been talking about getting a divorce for 7 months, but now we're actually getting a divorce.
Because I've met someone else.
Because, yeah, I found someone else." And, yeah, Jessica's just been... So, man, I'm guessing... I don't think Jessica wants a divorce. I think Warren just wants a divorce.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because, she has been sad about it for a long, long
she
time.
She has, yeah.
Oh, God. So that means that when this all comes out, she's going to be doubly, like...
Oh, God.
God, yeah, fuming. That's going to be explosive, isn't it?
Oh, God, do you think we're going to have, like, an attempted suicide...
Or a murder.
That we have to, like, step around.
It'll probably never get mentioned.
No, it won't.
It'll just fizzle out.
Jessica could murder our Maribel.
Imagine.
Oh, I do hope there's a murder. There has to be a murder.
I hope there's a murder, but I don't want it to be Maribel.
No.
Maribel's the heart and soul.
There are other characters that could be murdered.
Like Jay. Yeah. Someone bump him off.
Oh, God. I hope Jay never comes back.
I don't know whether he will.
Okay, so there's only one other... storyline in this episode.
Well, that was very... pretty big. That
yeah,
was
yeah.
pretty big.
There's a lot to get into.
Luke tells Mackenzie that if he goes, she has to be good. Luke then goes on and tells Mackenzie the whole story over who her real mother is and the confusing story. I'm sorry.
What?
Mackenzie is shocked, but things begin to come into light. I'm really sorry. I really struggled with that.
I didn't get any
of
that.
Yeah, that was.
Let me try again.
Selection
okay,
of words.
Down. Yeah.
Luke tells Mackenzie that if he goes, she has to be good. Luke then goes on and tells Mackenzie the whole story over who her real mother is and the confusing story. Mackenzie is shocked, but things begin to come into light.
could have said that.
You know, so when you said that, you were quite dignified in the way it finished, but you don't deserve that dignity.
You guys just take this one. I'm going to sit this one out, and you guys.
So
just...
first things first, Luke is the worst father.
Yeah, yeah, it's official.
He's like, look, if I move to Australia because of your drink problem, you've got to behave yourself. Oh yeah, cheers, Dad.
Luke is mad.
Also, like, the poor kid doesn't even have a mother. And he's like, I'm going off to Australia. Stay with your friend.
Yeah, but has he just told her that... Well, he's just been like, oh, I know who your real mother is all along. And the confused...
It's someone in Warringah, isn't it?
Of course it is.
I don't get it.
But he tells her, but you don't tell us.
Well, yeah, because we're the audience, right? Yeah,
how
now,
is but we? how does the scene pan out?
Yeah,
like how do we know that he's told her, but we don't but know we what don't he know said?
Who, yeah, or he just says, or he just goes, "I know who your mother is,"
and it's a very, very confusing story.
Very confusing. And but I know who she is. Do you know what I mean?
This is Luke.
This is Luke.
But then it does, things do come into light for her.
So but not us.
Great English, by the way. Great English.
So while he's saying, I know who your mother is. Sorry, you want to?
I know who your mother is.
And it's very confusing, but I'm not going to tell you. And she goes, things are really clearing up for me. Like, I don't know how those words can possibly translate into a scene.
Yeah. All I can think is that I just couldn't be bothered to write what had happened.
Yeah, is that.
So who is her mother and what is the confusing story? We'll probably never find out.
Also, how confusing can it be? Like, someone's just your mother.
Maybe it was like she had the baby and then she gave it to someone else and then somebody else gave it to somebody else.
Like, it would make more sense.
Baby at Tesco's and then went back and picked up another baby by mistake.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So it was all...
She just kept getting lost.
Yeah. It would make more sense if it was like, listen, this is who your real father is. It's a really confusing story. If it was like, oh, you know, like...
Mother,
I was seeing
like,
a few, we were hippies, we were in a commune, da 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 da. Whereas, yeah, mother, like, surely it's just, there's just one.
Or maybe, like, she, like, used egg donor with, like, a sperm Link. Donor, but then it wasn't actually the egg donor, it was the surrogate that was the mother. Like, they
this is getting very, very confusing.
Well, like the script says.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it has to be
something.
So it has
to be something to do with
like
surrogacy
that.
And egg donors.
Yeah, just loads of eggs, loads of donors, and
so
nobody
Luke
knows.
Luke really, really wanted a kid, and he was willing to spaff his sperm.
Another word that goes...
sperm. No, don't say spaffy sperm on air.
I'm sorry. He was willing to plant his seed in any old cup, in any old egg cup or test tube or syringe
mug.
Or turkey based or mug, and then like a selection of women all inseminated themselves. And just one had... No, because still, we still know who it is because it's the one who had the baby.
It's just... there's no point speculating because we're never going to find out.
No.
That episode had a lot of detail that was kind of interesting, but just none of the specifics.
Yeah.
Like, we're good on the whole Jessica, Maribel and Warren front.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Clear, yeah.
Luke and Mackenzie, no idea.
If I get time this week, I'm going to have to kind of try and write some sort of, draw some sort of like family tree to divide, you know, to bring all these people
it's
together.
True.
I mean, it would
confusing.
Be great to have.
Yeah, maybe if I get time, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go.
Well, let's just read on and just see if we can make sense of that nonsense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday the 23rd of February. Luke and Nikki get ready for their departure to Australia. In an emotional episode, one of life's longest resident leaves with his son and says goodbye to his entire dear friends and Mackenzie, who knows the truth of her life.
Wow.
Right, okay, can I, first of all, I, as we all know, I'm severely dyslexic, yeah?
I'm not laughing at that.
Even when I was 13 years old, I think that I could construct a sentence better than you.
I cannot believe that just happened.
So, who the fuck is Nikki?
Nikki's new.
Nikki's new and also about to leave.
Also, who's whose son there? I'm very confused.
Nikki must be Luke's son, right? Who must be Mackenzie's brother.
That's okay. Who the other plane ticket was for.
Let's break it down. I'm going to read a bit and then we're going to discuss. Read a bit and then we're going to discuss. Because that's the only way around this.
That's the only way.
Luke and Nikki get ready for their departure to Australia. So we found out who the other ticket is for. It's for somebody called Nikki. And it's spelled N-I-C-K-Y.
I mean, I guess it could be a boy or a girl.
Could be a boy.
Absolutely.
Okay. In an emotional episode, one of life's longest resident. Now, do you remember at the beginning when we were speculating whether this was called Life or Warrandra? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that I'm just trying to say that it could be Life's.
What could be Life's?
Like I say, this episode, we're all over the place. So essentially, there's a new guy, Nikki, and Life or Warrandra or whatever's oldest ever resident is leaving.
Yeah, but who is that? And with his son?
Oh, this is like episode 10, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's been in it since the beginning.
That's why I think there was more. There's like more to this that just isn't documented on paper.
Maybe you did.
I should bloody hope so, because it's absolutely confusing.
Very confusing.
Who's whose son?
Nikki must be Luke's son, who must be Mackenzie's brother. God, if you were Nikki, you'd be so pissed off. You're like, my sister's an alcoholic, so suddenly I'm the one moving to Australia and leaving all my friends and my life behind.
Maybe Nikki wants to go.
Maybe, I mean, we'll never find out.
So let's just go back to this life thing. So you think that this is called Life, not Warrandra.
So we discussed at the beginning that it says Life in February, right at the beginning. If you cast your mind back to episode one, it said Life in February, and we were like, what does that mean? So then we speculated about the fact that maybe it was called Life.
Yeah.
And the town was called Warrandra. You know how there's like EastEnders and Albert Square?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's Life, but set in Warrandra.
So now this implies that the soap is called Warrandra, but the town is called Life.
No, I think it. I think I've just got see confused. What I said there. That doesn't. I've got it wrong, but I'm still sticking to that theory. Mm. You know how you would say like one of EastEnders,
one of Albert Square's longest resident.
Yeah,
not
I suppose
one
you
of
would.
EastEnders.
No, you would. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look at the rest of the sentence.
Yeah, we're
there.
Never. Yeah. There's no point making
exactly.
sense of it. 100%. Also, occasionally it's Life. On the whole, it's Warrandra. We should stick with Warrandra unless anything tells us concretely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. 100%. Okay. So they say goodbye. Look, we're all just sweating
now. Absolutely. Aren't we? Like, that was like a roller coaster.
This is a brain workout.
Yeah. Oh my God.
This is like Sudoku.
Okay, so that's it. So they've gone. Leaves with his son and says goodbye to his entire dear friends.
His entire dear friends.
Bless and Mackenzie, who now knows the truth of her life.
Gosh.
We don't know the truth of her life.
No, there has been a scene, but somehow they've managed not to give us any information.
Maybe. I like to think what's happened is in the episode before, Luke might have gone to Mackenzie, I need to tell you something. It's about your mother. It's a really long and confusing story. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun, dun.
Although it does say things, she's shocked, but things begin to come into the light or whatever it says.
Into life.
So it's almost like there was that and he said it's really confusing and then there was like a fade to black and then a fade back in again and she was like, "Oh, that's wild." But things are looking clearer. I think that's the only way you can
that
do it,
is it? That is it. I'm into that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
An unusual way to conduct a scene, but never mind.
I'm really slacking now because there's only one other part of this episode.
Just two bullet points per episode now. God, you got lazy very quickly.
Maribel and Warren go out for dinner and he tells her that he has left Jessica and that now it's time to come out into the open with their relationship. Ooh. Maribel is scared of the consequences.
Well, of course she is, because half an hour earlier, Jessica was going, "Oh, he's leaving me for someone else." She was going, "Oh, babes, I'm so sorry. This is so awful for you. You need something. You can do better."
Yeah. Maribel's a snake.
Maribel. Everyone's favourite character has turned into a bit of a dog.
Mm.
She's a dog, but I still love her.
No, she's really conflicted. She's not happily in this situation.
She's in too deep.
She's in too deep. She's fallen in love. She falls. She does this. She falls hard.
Yeah.
She falls
and
hard.
Who can blame her? Because you
Warren
know,
is
he's a bit of a sort.
He's a charismatic man.
We really don't know is. What he looks like.
I see Warren. Fox. I see him as Ginger, a ginger
Do
fox,
you?
Commonly known as a.
A garden fox.
I'm just picturing Donald Gleason's dad.
What?
What?
Keith Sutherland.
Wrong country. What's his name? He's the famous one. Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
You're picturing Brendan Gleeson for Warren.
Yeah, I thought it was Brendan Gleeson.
But Brendan Gleeson's like in 70.
70, yeah. Easy.
Yeah, I mean, nobody specified how old Warren is.
Well, I thought that.
So do you think Maribel's 72?
Like, no.
Is everybody really old in this?
No. It was just Warren specifically that I
just thought he was
pictured as Brendan Gleeson.
I picture him as you know, he's a really famous actor. He was in Mad Men. He was also in Sex and the City, and he wanted to wee on Carrie.
Oh, I know, the guy with the grey hair.
No, exactly. I picture him being like that, like quite slim and quite fit and a bit of a silver fox. But you see full on fox, don't you?
I see actual fox. Yeah,
little salt and pepper.
What?
Like that dancer from
little salt and pepper hair.
What?
It's got salt and pepper hair.
Are you making this up? Is this an actual
that's
thing?
That's what I say.
Not
when you've
about
got like,
ginger people, though.
No, when you've got like dark hair with like bits of grey in it, they say salt and pepper.
In that exact tone.
Are we like salt and pepper?
I am. I don't know about you.
I am. I'm quite grey. I just keep going shorter.
I'm still mad at you.
For what?
I don't know. Let's just move on.
This is what happens.
Oh, okay.
Right, moving on.
So that episode was
juicy.
It was fun.
Quite a lot going on, just the two scenes, but quite big ones.
Luke and Nikki are gone. Nikki didn't get a look in.
No, poor Nikki. Poor Nikki.
Do you think Nikki was an actual actor, or do you think Nikki was probably just an extra,
Blade's
just
an
had
extra.
To
yeah.
have a, you know, in the background conversation with his friends to say goodbye?
Or it's probably written that he wasn't even in it. It's like Nikki's in the car already.
Yeah, save some
Poor
money.
Poor Nikki, man. So there's this big emotional leaving episode, and there's some kid who's never been seen before.
Well, it's not even that. It's probably just a pile of coats.
Just a hat and some sunglasses.
I hope Nikki gets his own spin-off in Australia.
Well, I mean, I'm writing it tomorrow. Either way. And then Maribel and Warren are officially an item. And he wants to come out in the open.
And she doesn't, understandably.
Well, I mean, he should have really...
To be fair, I think Maribel's had her opportunity to come out to Jessica.
Yeah, she should have told Jessica, you're right,
yeah,
she should have
When
done.
She found out, it should have been just known straight away. I didn't know. This is what's been happening. Blah, 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 blah. I apologise.
I mean, easier said than done, though. You know, it's hard to tell your friend something like that. Obviously, they're going to have
a
Barney, aren't
they?
And
also, I think if you don't do it immediately, it gets harder and harder every time, doesn't it?
And she was umming and ahhing about it, wasn't she? Because initially she thought she was going to end things with Warren, and then she just kept, you know, thinking, oh, I can't do it, I can't, I need
She's
to be
in
honest.
Too deep.
She's
she
in
loves
too
him.
Deep.
She's known him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
She's totally in love.
She's totally besotted. Well, yeah, okay, all right. So that episode was actually quite... decent.
Yeah, there was
a
lot going on.
Yeah. Okay.
And there were none of these phantom scenes where like the most interesting bit is left out.
No ghosts.
No ghosts.
Apart from obviously Nikki in the backseat,
yeah.
Who is
bless him.
Just a sleeping bag, isn't it?
Just a hat propped on top of a sleeping bag.
Nikki'll get his time. He'll get his time.
He will. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Monday, the 24th of February. In brackets, in Scarsdale, our special.
So we do go to Scarsdale.
We're going to Scarsdale.
Oh my God, what's going to happen to Sandy and Young?
Well, it better be good because there's only one bullet point.
Oh dear.
The whole episode.
Well, it's a special.
It's
win.
An hour.
They're in Scarsdale.
Wow.
There's loads of B-roll
shots
of Scarsdale.
It's jam-packed.
Okay,
is everyone ready?
So ready.
Cozy. In this special, it shows exactly what happened in that week in Scarsdale.
Good.
When we met Joanna Ceased.
Joanna Ceased?
How is Ceased spelled? That's the wildest sound I've ever heard.
S-I-E-S-T.
Ceased?
It's a good job she's not called D. D Ceased.
Absolutely. J Ceased.
That's good. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
When we meet Joanna Ceased. Sandy's past and the truth of exactly what happened. That makes no sense, but that was the end of the sentence.
Okay, but not the end of the episode.
No.
Thank God.
The last night they returned to Warrandra with Joanna ceased. But how will the other residents react to Sandy's grown daughter, Joanna?
Excuse me? Is that the end of the episode, Joe? So all you've said as the scriptwriter is, in this hour-long special, you find out what happened in this hour-long special.
I think I just genuinely wanted an excuse to keep writing Joanna Cease.
That is...
Let's unpack it.
And the thing is as well, like, I understand that you need another person in Warrandra, another character, just to add to this.
Is she the first one with a surname?
No, because who's the hunk, the young hunk?
Zach Robertson.
Jack.
Only the most special ones have surnames.
But you know, so we've gone all the way to Scarsdale to meet Joanna to find out what happened, but nothing happened, to then bring her back to Warrandra just to add some more mental characters to our lives.
Before we rip my teenage self to shreds, can we just read it one more time?
Please.
And I'm going to try not to laugh.
Okay.
Really hard.
Okay.
Okay. In this special, it shows exactly what happened in that week in Scarsdale. When they meet Joanna Ceased, Sandy's past and the truth of exactly what happened. The last night they returned to Warrandra with Joanna Ceased. And how will the other residents react to Sandy's grown daughter, Joanna?
That might be the most bonkers episode we've ever had. It tells us absolutely nothing about what happens.
Do you know what? It doesn't tell us anything. So let's find out for ourselves.
What? So hang on. So now we have to improvise a week in Scarsdale with no starter
well,
and info.
Maybe we'd just have the conversation. So Joe, you're Joanna C. Yes,
thank God.
he's been living for this moment.
I mean, when I read the name Joanna C, it's like I connected with that 13-year-old self again. And I was like,
I can see you now. Your physicality is completely changed.
You're buzzing.
It's the most ridiculous thing, and Joanna, I think I knew ceased. That then.
Yeah.
Ceased.
It's a great name. So, Sandy, I shall play, and Joan.
Joan, of course.
Okay. I mean, Joan wasn't even mentioned.
Joan wasn't even mentioned.
But she's there.
She's definitely there.
Yeah, knitting.
Knitting a hat.
Joanna, it's been so long since I've seen you, dear.
Dad, I can't believe you're here.
I've thought about you for many a year now. Would you like to meet my wife, Louise?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt this bloody love fest.
Why are you so angry? Who is this angry old lady?
I'm sorry, love. I haven't been taking my medication. I'm Joan.
Okay.
And we're going to get married in Warrandra. And we would love for you to come to Warrandra for the wedding.
Where's Warrandra?
It's not anywhere near Scarsdale.
But it's in all of our hearts.
It really is.
I, Joanna Ceased, will come with you to Warrandra.
Oh. Sorry, just before we go, I have some questions to ask you about your confusing past.
Yeah?
So who's your mother?
I'll tell you on the journey.
I don't know myself, to be honest.
All right. Dad.
Does anyone want a hobnob?
What's a hobnob?
It's like a chocolatey biscuit.
Fine.
I've lost my hat.
I knew you'd bloody lose that hat.
Is that why you're knitting me a new one?
I'm halfway through it, yes.
Okay, so I feel like I learnt more. I learnt more from that than I did your hour special.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no, understandable.
Yeah, that lasted an hour.
Yeah, but I mean, there would have been twists and turns and
it's
peaks.
Just impossible to imagine what they could have been because we weren't, you know, told.
Well, obviously,
I love the fact that when she asked you who Joanna's mother was, you didn't want to say, just in case we find out later.
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to stay true to the character.
Yeah, you're absolutely
for sure.
Right.
No,
and
I like it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch on the fact that the episode does say it explores their past.
Yeah, well, the thing about Warrandra is, I think there are two things that we can take away. We're on episode 5 now.
Mm-hmm.
There are two things we know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One, everyone is pregnant.
Yep.
Two, everyone likes to talk about the painful past.
Yeah, it's true. And they all have, like, bleak, sad pasts.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, the best, the luckiest ones have confusing pasts.
Yes. Yes. Like Mackenzie. But yeah. Mackenzie's still in it, so maybe we will find out about her confusing past.
So.
I just wish we knew more, but alas, we do not.
We do.
Hey, I have faith in you. I think that you're doing this for a purpose. I think that we will have a better understanding about everybody's awful pasts.
Yeah.
Even though you and I have had some testing times today,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you should have faith in me.
Okay. I retract my faith.
Okay. Right. Okay, this is... Look, we're moving on, and this is a meatier episode now. Okay.
Oh, because it's got three bullet points.
Yes.
Well
okay.
done.
Yes. Okay. Wednesday, the 26th of February. Our special.
Hang on. What's the date today? Oh, it's 24th today. We missed it.
We're not meant to be talking about the date.
This is 2 hour specials in a row.
You've lost your shit. Carry on.
So last week, there was a double episode on a Monday.
It was a double. They're just, there are
there's
so
absolutely
many
no reason.
Specials.
This Monday, there's an hour special. Wednesday, there's an hour special. Oh, you'd never know what to expect, would you, from your soap?
Do you no. think Young Fat Joe was watching like these soaps and going, oh, they did a double. I'll do that in Warrington tonight, and he'll go up to your...
Absolutely. Yeah.
The thing is with the Scarsdale hour-long special, even though we were given literally nothing from the words written on the page, I can see how that would have been an hour-long special.
Yeah, but...
At least they were somewhere else,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that would have been. But
is
now
this
it's just
live
like
up...
they're all hour-long specials, aren't they? They're
is this
all...
one going to live up to the hype of being an hour-long special, or will it just be a regular episode but with hour-long special at the top?
Yeah, I'm really sort of ruining the magic of an hour-long special, aren't I?
I also,
just having them all the time.
I also was adamant that we weren't going to leave Warrandra, and
we went to Scarsdale.
Yeah.
We left, and didn't we go to Vegas? No, we didn't.
No, yeah. But hopefully we will. Maybe that's what this episode
maybe,
is.
Maybe we'll go to Vegas. Okay. Wednesday, the 26th of February, our special. Maribel and Warren decide to tell Jessica the truth, and she doesn't take it very well.
Not surprised.
With the tears and the tantrums of a night of fury.
Oh, gosh, that's pretty poetic, isn't it?
With the what?
With the tears and the tantrums of a night of fury. They fight and argue over the situation. Then Jessica leaves for a while, but Maribel isn't happy, as she didn't want to hurt her friend.
Does Jessica come back?
She
just leaves for a while.
She's just gone on the balcony for a minute.
Get some bloody fags.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, what are they arguing about? I mean, surely, like, in this situation, if you know, they came in and said, this is what's been happening, I mean, what would you say?
I know, what would you say if you were...
You literally just like, I can't believe this. Have maybe...
Yeah, if you were Jessica, you can't really argue, because there isn't, like, they're not, like, they've got nothing to argue for. Maribel's just going to be going, I know, it was really shitty of me, sorry. Warren's going to be going, oh, yeah, this is really awkward.
But also, Maribel didn't know for the longest of times.
No, that's true.
It's true. And she did sort of tell her within, what was it, like a week?
Yeah.
So is that too bad? But I suppose if you are Jessica, then you are just thinking, of all the guys in the world, did you have to...
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. You do what you can understand where you can understand where they're both coming from in a way.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes this so painful.
Yeah, this night of fury.
But yeah, with the tears and the tantrums of a night of fury.
Gosh, they're
fighting. Is that what
and
this episode's going to be called?
The tears and tantrums of a night of fury.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's great. So dramatic. Okay, well, there we go. I feel like this storyline is probably the most developed one.
It is actually, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Also, but in true Soapland, they would have that secret would have been kept a lot longer.
Oh, of course,
would
have been they hold on to that shit for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd have been like 6 months,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it would have been just when Jessica had found out that, I don't know, she'd got some terrible illness or whatever.
And it would have been Christmas Day.
And it would have been Christmas Day,
100%,
yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Claire and Mackenzie become really chummy and talk about their future together and how they could one day share a house. But then Claire gets ill and doesn't feel well at all.
What?
Oh, guys.
So much as...
Oh,
would just, God. Oh, I love you. Let's share a house together. I don't feel very well. I think I'm getting a bit sick.
Oh, guys.
She gets ill and she doesn't feel well at all.
At all.
She doesn't feel well at all.
I don't know how you can go from thinking about, you know, your future and living with each other and then just be, I don't feel very well.
Also, literally just like, I've got a really bad stomach.
Maybe. Like, maybe they were just having a chat about getting a house share.
Eating gummy bears.
And they're like, oh, excuse me, I've got cramps.
It's just a funny way to end it, isn't it? So they start off and they're having a great time. And they're going, oh, I'm so glad we're friends again. Maybe when we get older, we should live together. Tommy's not very well. I don't feel well at all.
That's oh, God. Maybe Claire's dying.
I tell you what, if you kill off Claire...
Oh, my God, Wim will never come back.
That'll be it for me in this podcast.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, it has to mean something. She's blatantly dying.
It has to mean something. There's no way she just had too much ice cream.
No, because I wouldn't have put it down.
No. Oh, well, you might have done.
I might have done, to be fair.
It might never get mentioned ever again.
Also,
she might be dying.
Claire. Why have I said Claire and Mackenzie become really chummy? They're best mates.
I know, but they've had a tough
time.
They had that little rift
about...
They had the spat.
Yeah.
So they've probably... Zach Robertson.
And I'm actually... Like, where is he? Like, can he come back?
I mean, he's just the school hunk, isn't he?
Mm. I miss Alec.
Who was Alec?
Exactly.
Who was Alec?
He was the person who told Jonathan to leave.
Oh my god.
Alec is such a bad egg.
You hated Alec.
What redeeming characteristics does he have?
I think no. Alec is quite a spiffing name.
He just came in to tell his friend to leave his pregnant girlfriend.
What a dog.
I miss him.
And then disappeared.
And now Claire's dying.
But what about Selma and Kelly?
Jeez. Summer and Kelly haven't been back, have they?
No, God.
Just popped up, talked about...
That singing career? No.
Kelly's singing career. Selma's very difficult past.
God knows what happened to Selma. We'll never know.
We'll never find out. There'll just be loads and loads of mentions of difficult past, confusing backstory. And that's all we'll ever know.
I think halfway through we should start counting how many actual characters we've got in here.
Maybe we should start doing shots, like, every time there's a trouble pass.
Yeah. This should totally be a drinking game. Trouble pass, new character, shot. Every time Sandy and Joan do absolutely nothing. Okay. Third bullet point.
Jay, Paul and Jonathan have a rough time with all the kids. But after the chill out with some beer and talk about stuff.
That's the end of the episode. Just talking about stuff.
Jay, Paul and Jonathan.
What stuff do you think they're talking about?
I can't believe those chicks have buggered off to Las Vegas and left us holding the baby.
That's ridiculous.
That's so ridiculous.
They chill out with some beer and talk about stuff.
Yeah, but they've had a rough time with all the kids. Who is Jay? And what is he getting out of this?
He's a stoner. He's just mad stoned all the time. He doesn't know where he is.
But he likes hanging around Paul and Madison's because they have a well-stocked fridge and he's always got the munchies.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. People and with kids have loads of food.
Yeah, true. He can't remember where he lives anyway.
Exactly.
He stumbled into Warren Drone. He's like, might as well stay.
It's like, got loads of Monster Munch. I'm sticking here.
Yeah. And it's working out well for him.
It is working out well for him.
So they're not talking about their past.
They're not. They're talking about stuff.
Yeah. Maybe they've all got really, like, easy, happy lives.
I love that that's the final... Imagine watching EastEnders, for example, and this being the final scene of the day. The dum-dum-dums.
As work. Like, oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. I put in for a promotion. I'll hear back on Monday.
I like to think that all these scenes are interspersed and chopped up, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think that bit where they're looking after the kids, that's kind of like the comedy side of the parts of the episode where, like, they're, like, changing a nappy, talking about, you know, football. I don't know what guys talk about.
Football.
And then you've got, obviously, Claire and Mackenzie with Claire's tummy ache.
Yeah.
Which is quite harrowing.
Yeah, potentially.
So them talking about stuff could offset that quite nicely.
I mean, I guess. I mean, if that is, like, all of these bullet points, like, they're not supposed to be scenes. They're just, like, ideas for...
Yeah, of course.
And that's why we occasionally act out these things. Of course. To help give your script some flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think that these bullet points are necessarily in the order? They're just ideas for the episode.
Yeah, I think they're all mixed up.
Okay. Wow. How many episodes have we just read on this podcast?
Four. But they've been okay. But we've got there's one more on this page, and it is one bullet point. So should we just do it?
Just do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Friday the 28th of February in Las Vegas.
Doesn't deserve an hour special, but they are in Las Vegas.
Doesn't deserve an hour special. Well, I've cottoned on that.
Unlike
my hour
those
special...
lads talking about stuff. Jeez, give them their own series.
This is such a high budget show. We've gone to Scarsdale and Las Vegas.
I know.
The budget. In this special episode, it shows the week where Madison and Lisa go to Las Vegas and have the ups and downs of their friendships. From the minute they return to the minute they arrive.
From the minute they return to the minute they arrive.
That's exactly what it says.
Do you think, so there are a good 400 episodes left, but do you think you've already got bored? Do you think 13-year-old you was already like, I can't be asked to write that. So this is the episode where loads of stuff happens in Las Vegas.
I think I'm just trying to get to stuff. Mm. I think what's happened is I know what I want to happen, but I need some time to pass.
And possibly you've put scenes in there like, I just need a filler scene. So how about Lisa and What's-Her-Face go to Las Vegas? And then you're like, shit, I need to round that up. Or just give them their own special episode in Las Vegas.
Exactly. And they go and then they leave.
Well, they have the ups and downs of their friendships.
Ups and downs of their friendships.
I wonder what that could be.
Yeah, but why are they having downs? Like, they
you're
can't be.
You're holiday girls.
You're two friends on holiday. You're both quite heavily pregnant. Like, what are you possibly rowing about?
Maybe Lisa went off with Magic Mike at the live show.
Why not?
And Madison was like left and was just like real pissed off.
She didn't
off
have to get back to the hotel.
She's like, you left me for Mike. You know, I'm in Las Vegas. I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing.
And Lisa's like, you're just jealous.
Yeah, because you've got Dirty Paul.
You've got Dirty Paul at home.
Oh, God. Paul is dirty. Well, he's not. He's bland, isn't he? He's very vanilla. I think it might have something to do with, obviously, Lisa is going through that whole thing with Jonathan where she's just been dumped. Mm-hmm. So I think the ups and downs are more centred around just her, like, feeling up one day and then feeling down about the state of her relationship.
The thing is, now women said that she slept with a stripper.
Yeah, of course, she slept
with
a stripper. She hasn't, rightly so.
Yeah,
I mean, she's been through a lot.
Absolutely.
I don't think she's heavily pregnant. It's probably, she might not even be showing yet.
Exactly. There we go. They've just gone to Vegas.
But they're both pregnant at the same time, aren't they?
They are. But and they got pregnant on the same day.
Yeah, conceived on the same day.
Yeah. There we go.
Wow.
That was a nice... nothing episode to end on.
The thing is, nothing's happened again, but we have rounded off a few things. So obviously, Sandy and Joan have come back with Joanna.
With Joanna. Yeah. Looking forward to finding out how that pans out.
Joanna, what's her surname?
Ceased.
There we go. And obviously, we've got Las Vegas and the whole, you know...
that'll never be mentioned again. It needn't have been in there at all because it's given us nothing. So you could... When we make this, we'll just skip all that Las Vegas shit because it's really expensive
can't afford it
and completely
anyway.
Unnecessary.
No,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We could just cheat it in Blackpool or something.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously Luke and Nikki are gone. We'll miss them.
Poor Nikki. I'm going to miss Nikki a lot.
And no, look, loads of stuff has happened. Maribel and Warren, that's all come out.
That's
Jessica
come
knows
out.
The truth.
Yeah,
huge news.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, this episode, I feel like I have a little bit... of a better grasp on who people are and what they're doing and the relationships as well.
Yeah, we're back on track.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No new characters, which is good.
Yeah.
There was
Nikki, but he left
Nikki's
swiftly after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were
and
like,
Luke's
oh,
gone.
Nikki, and then you were like, fuck, I can't be asked to write this new one. Yeah, just get him on a bus.
Nikki's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Nikki, guys.
Me too. Nikki was my favourite character.
Nikki was the bag of coats in the back of the...
Yeah.
Right, okay, right.
Yeah. Can we dedicate this episode to Nikki just before we sign off?
Okay.
This one's for you, Nikki.
Is that how we're leaving it?
This one's for you, Nikki.
Goodbye.